Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, California's communications systems haven't really held up all the best when confronted with natural disasters. You know, earthquakes knocking out cell phone towers, cutting off millions of people whose mobile phones are their only phone lines, preemptive power cuts in extreme fire weather. Well, you know what that did. It did the same thing, really, right when fire departments were trying to send out evacuation orders. Well, now there is an effort underway to fix these issues.
Yeah, a group of California Congress members have introduced the Emergency Reporting Act in the hopes of significantly boosting the resiliency of emergency communications. Jessica Rosenworcel is a commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission. So we need some help here. What would this act do?
Oh, sure. Well, thank you for having me. You know, we are seeing wildfires out west, hurricanes along the coast with alarming frequency, and Californians know it better than others. It means our communications often fail. And in disaster, if you can't reach out for help, if you can't reach out for 911, that's a problem. And so I think as a result, the Federal Communications Commission needs to work with Congress to update our policies so that our networks work in disaster. And this bill, called the Emergency Reporting Act, is a terrific start, and it's California representatives who have introduced it.
What would it do?
So, first, it would standardize how we evaluate any disaster where there are service outages. It seems amazing right now, but we don't have a standard reporting function for those kind of things. And if we standardize some of the reporting practices, what we'll be able to do is see what worked in any disaster, see what didn't work, and figure out how to change our policies. Now, it's more technical than that, but its great benefit is that it standardized how we deal with each of these disasters and make sure that we learn from them and do better the next time.
What about practical things like putting generators next to the cell phone towers?
In some cases, they're there, but in other cases, they're just not. Right. I mean, if you think about it, our network infrastructure for emergencies was really built for an age when there was a phone on the wall with a curly cord, right? It was built for these wired telephony era. That's, you know, it's long passed us by. More than half the households in this country are wireless only. So we got to figure out how every one of those wireless phones has a fighting chance of working in disaster. And so consumers are going to have to figure out how to keep them charged, but we're also going to have to figure out how to bring backup generators to more cell towers so the cell towers themselves work when the unthinkable occurs.
You know, Jessica, I have one of those phones at home with a curly cord.
I know, right?
He's prepared.
It makes you old, but you know, the truth is, those lines, they tend to work in disaster.
They do.
And an electrical source.
Yeah, they're great.
It may prove to be one of the safer things to do to keep that cord and that service up, but we're going to recognize a lot of households are still not going to do that.
But here's the thing, though. I remember after 9/11, a lot of the things that we are talking about now, about California, and probably applies to many other states, about emergency communications, that kind of
right.
thing, they were being talked about back in 9/11. What's taking so long?
So I think that we have been slow to recognize the fundamental change in how we communicate. I mean, we rely now on wireless phones, on texting, on always on internet access, on your phone, in your pocket, in your palm, in your purse, like never before. We've got to update all of our emergency response to reflect those communications realities. And, you know, if you need object lessons, California has lots of them, but you could also look to Puerto Rico and Hurricane Maria. You can look to what happened on the East Coast with Superstorm Sandy. We got to take every one of these incidents and use it as an opportunity to learn how we do better.
Can you force the phone companies to keep their towers powered, or is this just a like, hey, you should do this?
Oh, I think Washington needs to have a conversation about that. And I know the California Public Utilities Commission is starting one. When people are disconnected in disaster, they can't call 911, they can't reach for help, they can't locate friends and family, we're making all of ourselves less safe if we don't do something about it.
Jessica Rosenworcel, Commissioner, Federal Communications Commission.